for you guys, your thoughts on the game, kind of, you guys kind of bogged down second half offensively, what'd you see?
We came out, it was a great first drive, but we just didn't play the whole game, and I mean, I personally played really, really bad, so it was just disappointing to work all for August and come out like that, so it's just got to work hard this week and come back for Virginia.
What were the problems on the line? What happened?
We just didn't do our fundamentals right. We just went back to old bad technique, and that's what got us. So,
is it kind of like a snowball effect out there? Like, you guys maybe let a few things happen and it just gets worse and worse?
Yeah, I mean, that's easy to happen, but the hard part is you got to, you know, stop it and just play on to the next drive. So we have to learn to do that, and we obviously didn't do that today.
Why do you feel like you guys were so good early, scoring on three of your first four drives, and then things kind of stalled out?
I really don't. I couldn't tell you. I mean, Ball State adjusted well, and they threw in a lot more blitzes and stuff, but we had prepared for that. I mean, honestly, it just came down to us, at least as an O-line, not doing the fundamentals that we've been practicing. That's the disappointing part. Like, it was just that simple, and we didn't do anything right, so...
What kind of grade would you give yourselves on the O-line today?
I didn't see everyone, but for me personally, I played horribly, and I'm really pissed off because, like, we worked our tails off all of August, and to come out like that is just embarrassing, so we just got to come back this week, so...
What was your take on Ed, his first start? No turnovers, seemed like he was okay?
Yeah, Ed had some good poise in there. I mean, we didn't protect for him very well, so... I mean, he had control of the ball game for most of it, and made a great throw to DeMarlo for that touchdown. And I mean, we just got to do a better job as all line. So,
how many more exotic blitzes and twisting did that D line do in the second half compared to the first half?
They picked it up. I don't know, I couldn't give you a number, but they read everything. They didn't really penetrate. They just, you know, snap a ball, kind of just read what was going on. But we just didn't do our fundamentals, and that killed us.
It seemed like the up-tempo stuff went really well in the first half, especially the first drive. I mean, was there any difference in that from the first half to the second half in terms of communication and things like that?
No, it's just hard to explain. I don't even know what, like, we just went back to our bad habits, and that's really what changed the game, and we just have to learn how to push through that and fight through adversity.
You say bad habits, what do you mean by that specifically?
Wrong footwork or hand placement or just little things like that for O-line. I mean, if we had taken our steps right, you know, it probably would have ended out differently.
All right, well, thank you.